President Obama released his climate action plan in June. NEPA Regional Administrator Judith Ank spoke about the plan with community and nonprofit leaders, as well as local government officials, during a roundtable at Marist College in Poughkeepsie.
I wanted to talk about the plan with leaders in the Hudson Valley, learn about what they are doing on climate change issues in the valley, and figure out ways that the Environmental Protection Agency can be more engaged on these issues going forward.
Ank, whose Region 2 includes New York and New Jersey, co-hosted the roundtable with Scenic Hudson's Director of Public Policy.
And what did you take away in terms of how this plan could work for the Hudson Valley, or what the needs are here?
Well, I learned that the Hudson Valley residents and leaders are really focused on climate change, particularly sea level rise. They looked at the impacts of, you know, three hurricanes in about 2 years, and they know that climate change is here and it's real. We spent a lot of time talking about resiliency. How do we protect the shoreline along the Hudson River from dangerous weather? How do we build in resiliency in our community assets like sewage treatment plants, drinking water supplies, transportation hubs, things like that? We then shifted and talked about the need to cut carbon pollution. And that's really what the president has challenged all of us to do, to think about this issue in terms of preparing our country for the impacts of climate change, but not losing sight of the fact that we still have a tremendous amount of work to do to cut carbon pollution, whether it's from power plants or the transportation sector. And community leaders in the Hudson Valley are ahead of the curve. They've been looking at this issue for a number of years now, and I think the rest of the state can really learn from them.
The discussion came shortly before word of a United Nations climate change report in which scientists warn of a 3-foot sea level rise by the year 2100. The panel of scientists also says it is at least 95% likely that humans are the cause of global warming.
There is absolutely a scientific consensus on the impact of climate change, whether it's sea level rise or extended heat instances or intense storms. There's really no debate other than in Congress and on the airwaves. But every scientist I speak to about this is conclusive. And the time for debating this has passed. We have to take action. I think the sea level rise report, while startling, is not a surprise. And so I think, you know, one commitment of President Obama when he talked about climate change at Georgetown recently, he specifically said if Congress doesn't act, he will. And he certainly has followed up on that commitment in his June 2013 climate action plan.
President Obama's Hurricane Sandy Rebuilding Task Force, chaired by the Housing and Urban Development Secretary, released August 19th a rebuilding strategy, which includes ensuring the hard-hit areas are rebuilt with more resiliency and better able to withstand future storms and other impacts of climate change.
If Hurricane Sandy has not convinced people, I don't know quite what will. Now, we know that climate change doesn't necessarily cause hurricanes, but what it does is it makes the water warmer in the ocean. And with warmer water, you get more intense storms. And I think the damage from Sandy and Hurricane Irene and Lee are clear illustrations that the time to act is upon us, and in fact, has probably passed us. And so, you know, the president has also directed a bunch of his federal agencies to proactively plan for climate change impacts. And so it's not just the EPA, it's also FEMA and HUD and other federal agencies. We, you know, for people who say we can't afford to act on climate change, I would argue we can't afford not to. Sandy alone cost the federal government $60 billion just to New York and New Jersey to help people rebuild their communities. That's one storm in two states. So it's time for urgent action to both reduce carbon pollution, to accelerate energy efficiency and renewable energy investments, and also to help our communities, particularly communities that are abut the Hudson River and coastal areas. We've got to help them prepare for the impacts of climate change, because it is here.
As part of the Climate Action Plan to reduce carbon pollution, she sees the Hudson Valley as ready to plug into more renewable energy sources.
We think that this will also help encourage investments in clean, renewable energy source. And the Hudson Valley has no shortage of wind and sun and water. So we really hope to see a shift in those investments.
She responds to what she sees as EPA's priorities for the Hudson Valley.
Well, number one on the list could be a massive investment in energy efficiency and renewable energy investments. It also could be increasing resources to mass transit and simple things like carpooling and making it easier to bicycle and walk in communities. The way I look at these issues is you've got to drive down carbon pollution both from the electricity sector and the transportation sector. And the good news is that there are numerous solutions afoot. Something as simple as recycling, say, vast amounts of energy, making sure that communities are designed in a way that people can walk in them rather than having to drive a car everywhere.
The Climate Action Plan is available on the White House webpage. Reporting from WAMC's Hudson Valley Bureau at the State University of New York at New Paltz, I'm Allison Dunn.